Okay, 550.
Request of Reverend Kate Lohr and Reverend Dr. Charles Curry, Jr. to address council regarding city energy policy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me start by thanking you, Mayor Hales, for your leadership in pulling support for the Pembina propane terminal, and for you, Dan Saltzman, for announcing your opposition as well last night. May your courage inspire the rest of City Council to follow suit. My primary reason for being here this morning is to ask the City Council to write and adopt an energy policy that prohibits all future fossil fuel export projects from coming through our city. By this, I mean any project involving the storage or transfer of oil, coal, liquefied natural gas, or propane. And I'll give you three sound reasons for this. One, climate change is already killing and ruining lives of the very people in Asia to whom we export fossil fuels. Recent news reports tell us that over 1,800 people in India have just died from record high temperatures attributed to climate change. That air pollution in cities like Delhi are now so bad that it's giving young children the lungs of heavy smokers, thereby shortening their lives. And that farmers in India have resorted to selling their children because climate change-related crop failures have left them penniless. Clearly, Asian countries need more clean energy alternatives, not more fossil fuel imports. Reason number two. The latest report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change tells us that CO2 emissions from burning fossil fuels are still rising far too fast, putting us on a devastating path of global temperature increases of 4 to 5 degrees. These scientists and economists say that in order to save ourselves and our future generations, we need to reduce emissions by at least 40% by mid-century. So as a green city, Portland should be leading that effort. And reason number three, Portland has the moral obligation to halt anything that exploits Native Americans and First Nation peoples, the very people whose territories are being despoiled by fracking and tar sands. So members of council, if we do nothing, our climate will continue to spiral out of balance. To stabilize our climate for the long term, Portland must maintain its climate champion status, and I ask that you to oppose any new fossil fuel infrastructure or fossil fuel exports from our region. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. Good morning. Reverend Curry, good morning.
With only 25 seconds left available to me. My written testimony is available for all of you. I will just note that the National Council of Churches, the U.S. Conference of Roman Catholic Bishops, interfaith religious bodies across the United States support the kind of measures that Reverend Lohr has talked about here today, and I support her call to you wholeheartedly. Thank you very much. For your time.
Thanks. Thank you both for coming. We usually just let folks present in these communications items, but I want to just a quick alert. I'm going to ask my council colleagues to help develop our message, but I also want to ask some people in the community to help develop our message as well, because I've been very honored to be invited to join a group of mayors from around the world at the Vatican in July to talk with His Holiness Pope Francis about both human trafficking and climate change, seemingly to some disconnected issues, but you just made the connection there, Reverend Lohr. So I'd love to have your help and counsel in developing the City of Portland's message to that gathering, again, along with my council colleagues and others in the community that worked on these issues. So your appearance here was timely.
Thank you, Mayor Hales.
Thank you both.
Thank you.